I'm Peter Finch with another edition of The Fog Files. How cool would it be if you could live in the apartment where one of your favorite authors, musicians, or artists had done some of their most creative work? That's what happened to Bill Arney.
Hi, Bill. It's Peter from KFOG.
Yeah, can you give me a few minutes?
Sure.
Arney lives in the San Francisco apartment believed to have given birth to the hard-boiled fictional detective Sam Spade.
The door.
This is somewhat of a mess.
Oh, no, this is way cool.
First things first, according to his family, the man who wrote The Maltese Falcon was not called Dashiell Hammett.
Only the family knows that it's really Dashiell, and when you first hear it from him, it sounds kind of snooty, but apparently that's the actual correct pronunciation.
You killed my husband, Sam. Be kind to me.
Bill Arney looks a little like a real-life version of Sam Spade, or maybe his partner, Miles Archer. On a rainy day, he'll wear a trench coat and a fedora. He first saw Hammett's apartment during a walking tour offered by Don Herron in 1982.
11 years later, I was looking for a place to live, happened to pass the place in a cab, and there was a for rent sign on the building, and it was the first unit they showed me.
Now, Arney lets Herron bring the walking tours right up into Hammett's old apartment. The place is nothing fancy, but the atmosphere is great. A Murphy bed is folded back into the wall of the one-room apartment. There are a few cracks in the wall, along with posters from the Maltese Falcon. A computer and an old TV are among the few modern appliances seen in the apartment. The place smells of cigarette smoke.
Sit in here and read The Maltese Falcon at night. You'll understand the whole business. It's quite a trip.
Bill Arney says read The Maltese Falcon, and it becomes clear that Hammett used his apartment to create Sam Spade's living quarters.
When he opened his apartment door, Bridget O'Shaughnessy was standing at the bend in the passageway, holding Cairo's pistol straight down at her side. This is the bend in the passageway.
It is, isn't it?
So how cool is it living in Dashiell Hammett's old apartment in San Francisco? Bill Arney says it's very cool.
Living here has been an adventure, and I do count Hammett's daughter and a couple of her granddaughters as close friends, as well as Don Herron, who still conducts the Dashiell Hammett walking tour. He's got a website. But I feel trapped. I can't leave. Don would never forgive me if I moved out of here. I will have to have a very, very good excuse or a very, very beautiful wife.
For The Fog Files, I'm Peter Finch.
What is it? The stuff that dreams are made of.
KFOG.